7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. What are we doing? That's right. It's time. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Doobabababiascals Committee. Yes, it's true. Dubious Goals Committee time once again. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I've got a cat. Her name is Pippa. She's sitting here in the kitty business pit doing some kitty business. Why are we doing kitty business? Oh, because it's so cold. It's another extremely cold day here where I live. It's colder than negative 20 degrees. That's fun. And so I woke up because it was cold, and that was annoying, and I couldn't go back to sleep because my sinuses started honking. And so I had no choice. I had no choice but to get up. I should have gone back to bed because I only got about 5 hours of sleep, but that's fine. It's not that I'm tired so much as my leg is just a little bit weird still. And I don't know what to tell you. Oh, I've got some yummy good tea today. I'm drinking Gaoshan. I need this. Oh. Okay, yeah, all right. Now I'm starting to come around. Oh. Yeah, so, super cold day. It's been cold, very, very cold for the last 24 hours. I haven't managed to do anything. I've been very unproductive. And I'm grasping at straws here. I'm looking around. Looking around for any evidence of me doing something. Yeah, there's nothing. There's just a cat sitting here. Hi, you're a fluffy face baby. Somebody is a fluffy face baby, and that's always good. But she's not enjoying the cold either.
You don't like it.
No, kitties don't like it, and that's why the cat wants to sit on me all the time, because I am warm. Oh, that's funny. You're a good kitty. So anyway, what does it all mean? What it all means is that I don't have anything for you today. Once again, what is today? Is today Thursday or Friday? I don't even know what day it is. I don't really care. It's too cold to function. I've got nothing to tell you because I haven't been doing anything. Sitting around, not doing jack. I'm looking around, no, there's nothing. I've got nothing. Which means it's time to get into Music Box Dancer. But that's not even the thing. Okay. Here's what we're gonna do. Oh. Yeah, I am a little bit weird today, but I'm kinda good. I'm pretty sure I'm good. So anyway. We need to talk about stuff. That's what this show is about, talking about things. All right, where do I start? Well, as the committee is aware, I'm a person who tends to make some music. I do like to write, create, and record music, and occasionally perform it, etc., and blah, blah, blah. And as the committee is also well aware, I hate it when people ask musicians, who are your influences? Because that's a really... It's not a smart question to ask. It's kind of like when people ask actors, how do you memorize all those lines? Okay, that's not the tricky part. Yeah, that's not relevant, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, people always ask, who are your influences? If you're a musician, you're always going to get asked this. But you're only going to be asked that question by non-musical people. Only non-musicians ask that question. Because if you're a real musician, you understand that anything and everything you have ever heard are your influences. And it's true that some things will influence you more than others, but if anybody says, oh, my influences are blank, then it's just... All that means is, this is the music that I want to make my music sound like. Okay, so this is not necessarily a good thing if you're looking for original music, etc. But anyway. Oh, good tea. I don't know how this came up in my mind. We do have some influences. We do have things that influence us, but... When you are influenced, you're an extremely young person. What a lot of people don't realize is that the things that influence you the most are the things that you are exposed to when you are very young, when you are still a very moldable child, when you are still a person who is basically under nothing but influence. Everything influences you. It's your environment that influences you into who you are, right? Among other things, but... Good tea. I think you know where I'm coming from, and you probably know where I'm going, and here's where I'm going. The other day, this was about 2 or 3 days ago now, I remembered a piece of music that I remembered hearing in my childhood. And I'm trying to remember exactly when this was, but I'd have to look it up. And it might not really be that important. There was a song that got popular, and if I remember correctly, it was after its second release, but there was a song. What was that guy's name? Frank Mills? Frank Mills, he had a song that became popular. It was called Music Box Dancer. And it was this lovely little piano piece. It wasn't really a pop tune. It wasn't anything... It was an unusual piece of music. And I liked it as a kid. I thought, okay, this is cool. And then, I'm not sure how it happened, but somehow, my family came into possession of this record. This was in the era of vinyl records, and I didn't buy the record. I would have been too young. This would have been a year or two before I bought my first 7-inch record. But somehow we got a hold of this record, and I thought it was great because of the track that was on the back. There was another track, the B-side of this record. Was a track called Pied Piper, and it was the superior track in my mind, you know, where it counts the most. And I remembered this a couple days ago. I remembered these songs, and I haven't heard these songs in many, many years. Tobe, does that mean we're going to listen to them now? Yeah, well, we're going to listen to one, which I just realized I said the title was Pied Piper. It's not Pied Piper, it's Peter Piper. And why do we have to listen to this? We have to listen to this because I haven't heard it in literally decades. And you need to hear it too, just so you can understand where my head was at when I was a child. Oh, good Lord, is this ever gonna start? Okay, here we go. Okay, wow. The first thing I want to say is, after not hearing this for decades, I'm kind of blown away. My brain is a little bit smoked because I'm hearing a great deal of myself in that music. Wow. Oh, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you're hearing a great deal of Beethoven in that music, too. Like, yeah, I know, but we're not even going to touch that. Okay, that was Peter Piper by Frank Mills. And as I was listening to that, all I could think was, my God, I didn't realize how much this must have influenced me as a child, because as I was listening to that, I noticed a number of things. One, that was just four bars of music. That was just four measures of a theme that was repeated over and over and over and over again. Okay? Just four bars. I like four bars. Four bars is easy and fun. And we had a lovely little chord progression there. Straight out of, you know, the Beethoven handbook. And lots of little trills and lots of arpeggiation and lots of just wow. The other thing that blew my mind was the arrangement. And this guy, he arranges just like I do. Although he was doing it when he was a full-grown adult and I was but a child, so I can only say, oh, I did it because he did it. Frank Mills, boy, he liked to start off simple, just start adding stuff, get all those variations in, then take them all out, and then bring them all back at the end. Slam-o! And yeah, that is pretty traditional. That is pretty common. It's not, you know, any kind of real unique thinking, but that's my go-to modus operandi right there. Good tea. So Frank Mills, a man that I did not know had so much influence over me. I'm a little blown away by it, to be honest. Because when I was thinking about this yet a few days ago, I was just sort of thinking, yeah, hey, remember that song? But anyway, that song, Peter Piper, I must have listened to that a million times when I was a kid. And I listened to it for a few years, because whenever I was listening to music and I was going through records, you know, I would see that particular record. I'd say, hey, I think I'll drop this on. Oh, man. I'm kind of surprised at myself here. Because this is... Am I overwhelmed? Well, almost. But wow. Yeah, wow. Oh, boy. Good tea. Huh. So now what are we gonna do? I don't know. The funny thing is I really didn't start composing music. When did I first hear that? I was probably around blank years old. There was a good 10 years. There was probably at least a decade between the last time I heard that song and when I first started really composing music. And when I say really, I mean going nuts on synths with sequencers and stuff. Wow, it's surprising. But on the other hand, you might also say, well, Tobe, all that guy did was use a very common formula for making music. And it's like, well, yeah. Yeah. But that's what music is. It's formulas. It's styles. Whenever you have a genre of music, whenever you have rock music, or you have country music, or you have acid techno, or you have 12-bar blues, a genre, the name of a genre is really the name of the formula for making that kind of music. Does that make any sense? What am I trying to say? It's way too early for me to be thinking. I can't even think today. But yeah, music is formulas. Music itself is just patterns of notes being played, right? Well, the pattern itself is determined of a number of things. The musical genre. How music is arranged is a part of musical genres. And a genre is nothing but a formula. And this is why all music is the same. Oh, Tobe, no countries. I hate country music, and that's completely different than the music I listen to. No, it's the exact same music that you listen to. It's the same notes. It's the same chords. And it's a lot of the same instruments. Music is a simple thing. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. It's not this big, mysterious, magical thing that you have to go to music college for 20 years to learn. Music is a very simple thing. Music is a very common thing that everybody can do. And the only reason that you're not making music is because you were told that you couldn't when you were younger. So, pick up a musical instrument. Make some damn music. I don't know how to play music. Well, then get a damn synth. Get a synthesizer. It'll play music for you. All you gotta do is poke it. Turn some knobs. Do something cool. So, yeah, now what are we gonna do? Yeah, let's listen to some knob-turning, button-poking music. We'll be right back.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
What do you think about that, Peppa? Are you getting back in the kitty business, Pet, or not? All right, so we just had to hear some classic 808 State there with one of my favorite tracks. Flo Koma. Come on, get in the kitty business, Pet. Okay, yeah, the cat is sneaking up on me because she knows what's going on. She knows what's coming up next, and she's heard me getting ready. Yeah, you're a good kitty. Get in this kitty business, Pet, so you won't be distracted for this next part. Because what's the next part? What do we have to do next? That's right, the candy report. You're a kitty. Look at this kitty. All right, it's time for the candy report. What candy did I eat last night? I've got the three candy wrappers right here. It wasn't very exciting. Yeah, you like to smell the wrappers? Now the cat's up in my face trying to get the wrappers. The first thing I had was a Kasugai strawberry gummy, and it was so delicious that I had to eat a strawberry poochow along with it at the same time to get that double strawberry candy love. And then when I was done with those, then I had a melon poochow. And then I had a sour guava candy too, but that was a little bit later because I was up kind of late. It's a long story and blah, blah, blah. It wasn't a very heavy candy night. But it was a very delicious candy night because I love candy, and that's been the candy report. Yes, we do love our candy around here and our kitty cat, but this cat. Hi, look at this kitty face. Oh, my cat is cold, and when my cat gets cold, then my cat thinks she needs to sit on me, and my cat is not, I'm not a furniture for a kitty. You're a good baby. I need to make a heat tent for my cat. I need to make some kind of warm spot where she can hang out, and I'm thinking about getting a cardboard box or something, cut a hole in it, and then put it over a heat register, a heat vent. And then maybe cover the whole thing with a blanket to insulate it. And I don't know, I haven't decided what I'm gonna do, but we gotta do something so our kitties don't freeze. We don't want frozen kitty popsicles. Those aren't delicious. No, they're not. Yeah, actually, what the cat's waiting for, she's waiting for this to end. Because she knows that as soon as I go up and make my lunch, I'll come back down here and I'll turn the fireplace off. And once the fireplace is off, then she can go over there and stand in front of it and absorb heat. That is what my cat is waiting for me to do. And now she just, where are you going? Okay, so the cat is now looking out the window. That's fine too, because kitties need to know what's going on outside. And I'm starting to wonder if I need to know what's going on outside, too. What do I need to do today? Was I going to go somewhere? Was I supposed to go somewhere? I got food. I don't remember what the hell I was thinking about. I don't even know. Because I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to sit here and do nothing and wait for the next episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. It's super exciting. Everybody loves it. And, what do I want to eat for lunch? Ooh, maybe a burrito. Yeah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.